Welcome to Dailyish for Tuesday, November 14th. It's minus 7, feels like minus 15 outside. But this is not a weather podcast, but it is. It's definitely colder than that sounds. I can tell you that. I went outside to shovel for all of maybe 15 minutes, chatting with a neighbor, and it's the wind is cold. Okay, just be careful out there. So it's cold outside. Winter is here. Winter is no longer coming. Winter is here. And we've got snow all over the place. So the snow, I'll say, is the reason why I haven't recorded a podcast in a while. There's excuses and all that stuff. Well, actually, the real reason is I've been actually putting out other stuff. I've put out a bunch of four YouTube videos that over my Lemon Productions channel, which are sort of where I put dump when I have an idea for like wanting to do a tutorial or a thing that could eventually become a course or part of a course, then I'd throw it on my YouTube channel as a way to just like create content there and maybe somebody will like me there and follow and eventually find their way to my courses and all that kind of stuff and buy stuff. So the previously mentioned courses that I'm sort of getting y'all to vote on which one to do, that still is going on. The links are in the show notes, but courses.chrisanz.com is where you can go and you can vote by signing up for whichever of the three. There's Instagram, a WordPress, and a podcasting course that you can sign up for. And signing up doesn't mean you're obligated to buy. It just means you'll get a notification email saying, hey, it's out, and here's a coupon code to buy it. Last week, the podcasting course was in the lead. So if that's your baby, whatever, great. If not, then get all your friends and relatives and family and everybody else to sign up for Instagram or WordPress. I was hoping the WordPress course was going to be the one that wins, just because it's a little easier to manage than the podcasting one is a bigger kind of beast to wrap my head around and put together. But either way, I will submit to the people's whims on that one. The videos I've put together actually are kind of related to that. So there's a app on the iPhone called Clips, which is great for making little videos. It's square format videos, so it's perfect for Instagram, let's say, or Facebook feed videos. It allows you to do automatic transcriptions somehow magically within the app of whatever you're saying gets transcribed and put on screen and add stickers. And it's kind of like Instagram stories / Snapchat stories in Apple way, I guess. And it's not its own social network on its own. It's designed to create stuff in and then you'd share it out everywhere else. Luckily, Apple has hopefully given up on the idea that they're going to create yet another social network for everybody to be a part of, like Ping and things like that. But it's worth checking out. The videos and link to the videos in the show notes. But the app is definitely worth checking out if you've got an iPhone and it's free to install and free to use from the App Store. Clips is what you'd search for. And then today I just published a video on Audio Hijack, which is a Mac app. So sorry, Windows users and Android phone people. These ones aren't for you, I guess. But Audio Hijack is an audio editing recording, not so much editing, I guess, but audio recording app for the Mac that works amazing. You can grab audio from basically anywhere, send it anywhere else, record it, do all sorts of stuff, mix and match your audio. It's how I do a lot of the live podcasting stuff that we do, especially with the YouTube show, where we've got soundboards and people coming in from all over the place talking and recording their audio, making sure it all gets mixed down into one nice little MP3 file for the podcast listeners. But also there's a video version that goes out on YouTube. Link is in the show notes for that if you want to check that out. But Audio Hijack as itself is an app that you can use for a variety of stuff. It's kind of like a toolkit for audio on the Mac, and worth checking out that tutorial video if you've never experimented with Audio Hijack and work with audio on your Mac. And as I was talking with my neighbor, who she also works in sort of creating courses and stuff in a different arena on the web, but and selling that kind of stuff and membership and things like that, happened to end up living next to somebody who does that kind of work as well. And the trouble with all, like, we love doing this kind of stuff. I love recording the videos, tutorials, and training. And obviously, there also is a need not a desire to get rich, there's a need to like just pay the bills, right? And figuring out how to monetize it all and just like running the whole business of that can be kind of exhausting. And also you have to wear many hats, some of which you're not as good at as others. And so I'm curious to see where this all leads exactly again. Some of the courses are going to be standalone courses that are for sale. Coach, the withcoach.com is the service I use. There'll be a link in the show notes if you want to check it out, because it's affiliate code. But it's a great service, great platform to build on for selling courses, doing any sort of digital training and that kind of stuff. But they're also launching membership a membership tool soon. So that might be a way to sort of tie in some of the random tutorial videos that I put together. Like, hey, come sign up for whatever, $5 a month. You can get all the four iPhone video tutorials that I put out each month or whatever it might be. So that could be a way, just kind of a way to have all this stuff in one spot instead of it being, you know, YouTube over here, Vimeo over here, a Facebook page, maybe a Twitter account, whatever, everywhere, all over, and just kind of centralize it all in one spot is what I would like to do. But we'll see what it looks like when it comes out. And of course, you'll hear about it here. And if you're a Patreon supporter, patreon.com/iChris. That'll be obviously tied into that somehow and rolled into that or whatever. I don't know how that all will play out. We'll see. Again, Coach hasn't launched anything yet. They've just talked about it coming. And so we'll see where that all leads. And alongside that, we've been having a blast with, I mentioned the YouTube podcast earlier. Kyle and I both have, with Good Stuff, have been having a blast doing the live streaming of the podcast when it's possible and where appropriate and over on Twitch mainly. But it's kind of just a neat way to interact with listeners and viewers, I guess, in that case, of Good Stuff. We all don't get a ton at a time, but it still is kind of just this bizarre, fun world where whatever we're doing on our computer can be streamed out into the world and someone else can watch. It kind of just blows my mind each time it happens and it works. And with the YouTube one, we actually, the last few times I've streamed it out to Twitch, YouTube, and Periscope all at the same time. And Periscope, with the U2 one, there's a huge community of U2 fans on Periscope because the band, or not the band, but fans would stream concerts footage, obviously, live stream it through Periscope, and then people would be watching. So they're already on that platform in droves. And so there was like, I don't know, 400 people that tuned in to watch live when we were recording the show yesterday, whereas, say, on Twitch or YouTube, and then tweeted out, like, so Twitter people, YouTube people and Twitch people, there was like a combined of 5 to 10 people watching. And so it's just kind of this crazy whole different world for the podcast that can live in one platform really well and not so much in the other. So anyways, just fun. It's exciting and interesting. And so I encourage you to check out. There'll be a link in the show notes to our Twitch page. So we like Twitch because it's kind of a healthy mix of the creative, fun stuff that you're involved with, but also a bit of the business tech stuff is supportive there. I mean, they're owned by Amazon, so they're not going to disappear tomorrow, first of all, but they're not this massive behemoth that is YouTube. And so it's a little bit more fun, a little bit more playful. We haven't seen the huge uptick. Like, it still is mainly a gaming platform, but there's a few podcasts that we follow, a few different people that have healthy audiences on Twitch primarily. And, you know, they're kind of like video game adjacent podcasts, I guess. Frog Pants would be one of them, Scott's podcast network. And so we're not exactly in the video game realm, but Twitch is just kind of a fun platform that's not YouTube, I guess, is the main reason why. And there's all sorts of fun stuff. But these days, there is kind of a general, like, everybody's evening out, flattening. And like I said, with streaming to multiple platforms, you can kind of just do all of it, I guess, at once. And so pick your poison, I guess, would be the choice of words there. So that all to say, that's just a big rambling thing to say. Sorry, I haven't published an episode in a while. I blame the snow. You should blame the snow as well. Find a warm vacation spot to escape to if you can. And be sure to get a ticket for U2's tour. Their tickets are going on sale. The pre-sale is happening right now. General admission sale happens later this week, I believe. U2.com/tours. We can check out all the cities they're going to be stopping at on this tour. Obviously, I don't know what the tour is going to have on it. Their new album sounds great to me. And even if you're not a huge U2 nut like I am, I think the tour, if it's anywhere near you, will be worth checking out just to experience it, especially if you've never been to a U2 concert in your life. I mean, if you hate them, then don't go. Save your money. Go to whatever, ABBA or whoever you go to. But if you're at all interested in U2, you maybe remember Where the Streets Have No Name, or you have heard that one Vertigo song or whatever and kind of liked it but never really went too deep in it, start with a concert and check them out there and then sort of work your way back through the catalog. All right, on that note, I'm going to take off. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great day. Bye.